in hospitality. Vince Dooley was concerned. He had a hunch his Georgia Bulldogs were in for a fight when they opened a 1973 season at home against the new-look Pitt Panthers. "We were in a very dangerous and precarious position going into that game," Dooley said many years later. "Pitt had a horde of new players ready to be unleashed, most notably Tony Dorsett." "We knew going in what type of player Dorsett was in high school," Dooley said. "But the guy who made an even greater impact that day was a nose guard, Gary Burley, that they had recruited from a junior college in Texas. He gave us all kinds of trouble. He caused all kind of havoc." Rusty Russell, who later became an assistant coach at Pitt during Johnny Major's second term, was a Bulldog defensive back in that opening game on September 15, 1973. He also remembers Burley's contributions to that 7-7 tie. "We couldn't handle Burley all day," Russell said. "He was in our backfield all day." Burley remembers the camaraderie that Pitt players and staff felt before the game. "We pulled into the stadium, and there's a place there, Stanford Stadium, that they call the Cliff," Burley said. "The buses from the opposing team park there. It's adjacent to the stadium. Up above, there's an overlook where people can look down. I saw all these fans with red shirts and Confederate flags. We didn't know what we were getting into." Just before the team's walkthrough, though, Burley called an impromptu session with his teammates. "I pulled the guys together, and then we said a prayer," he said. "I remember saying, hey, we're just about the only people here who are going to support us. In the locker room right before the game, we weren't really sure what to expect. We were like a bunch of nomads who had come together under Coach Majors and his crew." Pitt stunned the Bulldog crowd, taking a 7-0 lead on a touchdown run by quarterback Billy Daniels. Dorsett, in his collegiate debut, ran for 100 yards. Eventually, the Georgia crowd lost its hard edge. "The crowd was silent later in the game," Burley recalled. "I'll always remember how silent that stadium became. The Panthers were somewhat content with a 7-7 tie in unfriendly territory. I think that's when the Pitt team came together," Burley said.